Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making no moves.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word just
feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say.
I just wanna hear you.
Difficulty, but hopefully everything is okay now.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to try to read some name off, Angela. Hold on a second. Okay, I have Hubert. Two 654. I'm not familiar with that number. 9463. Auntie Betty.
Yes.
How are you tonight?
Fine. You?
Great. Great. And then I have Daniel.
Hello.
Good evening. How are you tonight?
I'm good.
Okay, I have 6181. I'm not familiar with that number either. Mom and Daddy Werner. Good evening.
Good evening. And then you have Miss Williams.
Yes. 706.
706.
0768, Miss Allen, Reverend Allen with you?
Yes.
Amen. Auntie Dot, what number are you calling from, sweetie?
I don't know, baby. One of these numbers.
Okay. I'm going to assume it's the 6181 number. Okay, I see that. Are you by yourself tonight?
Yeah.
Okay. I also have a 0507 okay. number. And I'm
I see that.
Who? I'm sorry, I didn't catch it. Okay, Angela.
Now, Loretta, say the number again. They didn't hear what you said.
0507 is the last four digits. Okay, they may be just a listener.
Okay, is that 706 first number? I don't know my last number.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, I don't know my last number. I just know 706.
And Miss Williams.
Who is that? Miss Williams?
Yes.
Oh, you done changed numbers on me. Miss Williams.
Yes, I'm in Georgia now. I'm
okay, got it.
Okay. Okay, Angela, I think you can go ahead with the roll call now.
Okay, all right. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Hey, if I omit her name, please just let me know and we'll add it to the roster. I have Mom and Mr. Werner.
Yes.
I have Hubert, Auntie Betty, Daniel, Mrs. Williams, Reverend Allen, Miss Allen, Auntie
yes.
Dot. And Loretta?
Yes.
Loretta and myself. Did I miss anyone?
Okay, I think that covers everyone. Okay, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Welcome to the Nevins Family Weekly Prayer Service. I know you all had a blessed week, and praise God.
We would like to thank God for bringing us together once again to give him honor and to praise his name. Father God, we ask that you give us the ears to hear your mighty words being shared tonight. Tonight is the group Victorious Foundators. But first, we will do the opening prayer, and then we will are we going to do the opening prayer and then the program, Angela?
Yes.
Okay. And then we'll review the program itself. Daniel and Hubert, do you guys have a copy of your program yet?
Yes, I
have it, but I don't have it with me.
But I don't have it with me.
All right, praise God. Okay, Angela, you want to go ahead and do the opening prayer so everyone would bow their head, please?
Okay, much better. Thank you, whoever that was. Giving honor to God, my parents, each of you. First and foremost, we apply the blood of Jesus over this prayer line and bind all evil spirits, powerless and harmless. Heavenly Father, we bow and worship before you. And yes, Lord, we will continue to build our life on the foundation of our holy faith and continue to pray as we are directed by the Holy Spirit. We'll show mercy to those whose faith is wavering. We will encourage others and build them up. We'll show by our good life that our works are done with gentleness, born of wisdom. And now, all glory to you, Lord, who will be able to keep us from stumbling and who will bring us into your glorious presence, innocent of sin and with joy. Give each of us clarity of thought, a sound and sober mind, to receive the love we will express to one another throughout your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Before we get started today, as Loretta mentioned, this is the week that we normally would have the Victorious Foundators group presenting the Bible verses that are listed. So first of all, I just want to kind of go through. I believe we have Daniel, myself, Ms. William and Dot on the line. So we have four people.
Mr. Jenta.
Yes.
Okay, great. So what I would like to do before we get started, and this is something that we're going to do at the end of every call so that we don't have to be calling everybody throughout the week, is to assign which verses you would like to talk about. So what I would like to do now is to assign those verses and then that allow you time to go through your Bible and find them, and then we'll talk about the program, give you an overview of the program, and then we will come back to even today's. Okay? Daniel, did you have any particular one that you wanted to say?
Well, I don't have the program with me to know what the topic is or nothing, but I wanted to read a little bit of 7, Matthew 7. I wanted to read a little bit out of that, but I'm not ready this week.
Do you have your Bible with you?
Yeah, I got my book.
Okay, how about I give you Matthew 16:27, and you can also do your other one that you had planned to do as well?
Okay.
All righty.
So you said 16:27?
16:27. Matthew.
Okay. Yeah, you need me right now or what?
No. I'm just giving it to you so you make sure you have it so we don't have to wait when we get started the program.
Okay. 16:27, right?
16:27.
That's it? That's it, one verse?
It's just that. Well, you can always go before or after, whatever you're comfortable.
Okay.
You're comfortable.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Gentle, would you like to do John 14:21-23?
Yes.
Okay, great. And then I have Miss Williams.
Yes, ma'am.
Would you like to do Exodus?
Yes, I would.
14:23.
Okay.
Okay, and then Auntie Dot?
Mm-hmm.
Do you mind doing James?
I'll do James.
125.
Okay, 125. Okay.
And Pops, I'm going to give you an extra duty. Can you do that other John?
Who, me?
No. Gentle.
Oh.
Mr. Gentle.
Yeah, I can do it.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Okay, so if you guys can please mark those in your Bible so that when we get to you on the program, you're ready to talk about it. And then going forward, we will make sure we do this at the end of every session so that we don't hold up everybody's time going through it. So let's just go to the program. I just want to go over it for you. It's really the same thing that we had in the year 2011, and I have to apologize for it being out so late because we really completed it earlier in the year. But how many of you guys sent out Christmas cards?
Mm.
You know that's a task, getting together the envelope thing. So it's kind of this thing here, just gathering the information and me procrastinating. So I apologize for the delay, but we wanted to get something out to you guys. And we only did it for the end of the year. But one of the things that Loretta and I are going to do now is start working on our program for next year. And while we're doing that, if you guys have any suggestions, ideas that you would like to incorporate in the program for next year, please feel free to let us know that so that we can incorporate it. But we really want to expound on what we're doing. We want to do more teaching. We want to make sure that everyone's walking away with a good word from the Lord in a spirited way.
Amen. Amen.
Let us start at the
beginning.
Amen. Thank you. At the beginning, in the second page of the program, we have a list of unity prayer. And I think my printer. Okay. The unity prayer list. We have those items listed there, and those are things we're going to probably throw into the program on our open sessions and, you know, just kind of utilize some Bible verses to remind us of those unity prayers. But we wanted to at least list them as reminders for everyone. I'm not going to go through page by page of the program because it's pretty much the same. I'm just going to kind of glance us through July's program and then August's program, but there's a difference in every other month. As you can see, July's theme is about God's promises. And one of the things that we're going to do when we first start off the program, we're going to allow time for Loretta to say the greeting because we have a lot of people listening in on our call, so we want to welcome them to the call as well as welcoming ourselves. So she's going to take the time to do that. There's another section here where we do the roll call and reading of Matthew 19:26. So we're going to try to all read that together. And once we do that, and then the facilitator will come back and do the opening of the prayer line. And as you can see, we have the weeks kind of divided out where 1 week we'll have an open session, and it will be what we've been doing all along, allowing everyone an opportunity to say something that they wanted to bring to the call. Then the other week will be one of the groups, Be Encouraged or Victorious Foundators, and there are specific verses that we've selected in appropriation of the God's promises. And for today, it's like God promises of obey. So we're going to talk about some things around that. Then again, we can pick back up in our normal program. I omitted Sick and Shut In. We are going to still do that. And so if you want to write that in, we're going to do that right after the verses are stated. And then we're going to have the birthday greetings. We're going to have our praises and testimonies. We have a section added for songs and poems. And right after that section, we're going to talk about next week's schedule. And then we're going to have the closing like we've always done. Either it's going to be Matthew or Psalms. And then at the end here, we have the Serenity Prayer. We're going to all try to say that together as well. When we're done with the Serenity Prayer, Loretta's going to come back, and she's going to close us out of the program with our audience online, just to let them know that we appreciate them listening in.
All right.
If you flip over to the next page for the August schedule, the only thing that's different here as far as the formatting is the fact for August we're going to talk about God's perspective. So basically what we're doing every other month, we're going God's promises, then we're going God's perspective. And we're going to go back to God's promises and then back to God's perspective. Okay?
Amen.
Are there any questions in reference to the schedule? I do want to say that we do have names associated with the groups. This is, those names were associated with the groups when we initially started the groups. And as you may realize, there are people on that list that are not really attending the call as you know, consistently as they were in the past. So we really do need to update that list and add our new participants that are there as well. It is my understanding that Reverend Allen has been added to the Be Courageous group. Am I correct?
Encourage group. Yay! Woo-hoo! Welcome aboard.
Okay.
Hello.
I'm hung up anyway.
Okay. And I think everybody else on this call is assigned to a group. I know when Teresa or Tally joins, we'll ask them which group they would like to be added to. We try to make it even. We may just have to assign them to a group. But, again, we will have this more updated on the next schedule and hopefully get the schedule out well before the end of the year. Are there any questions before we get started?
So we're doing our group today? What group is that?
We're doing our group today. That's why I gave you Matthew.
The Big Joy sounds like a rock.
Oh, I'm not singing that song.
I'm just saying that what group we doing, right?
Yep, sir. Victorious Foundators.
Victorious Foundators. Okay. All right. Okay, so let's get started if there's no questions. If you do think of questions, if you can hold them towards the end where we talk about our closing, that'll be great. Okay. Let's do the roll call and the reading of Matthew 19:26.
Amen.
Okay, hey. Oh.
You ready?
Are we doing the Matthew 19:26?
Yes.
Okay, so why don't you do it? We do it on the count of three.
That's what I was about to do.
Okay.
Okay. One, two, three.
Jesus looked
at him
and said,
with man,
this is impossible. But with God, all possible.
Yeah, get there, Ali. Go.
Anybody commented? I've heard something.
I did say we'll get better by the immunity as we keep practicing.
Exactly. Right along, as I stated, today's program is about God's promises of obey. But first, let me give you a meaning of obey. In the dictionary, the Webster Dictionary, it says to carry out or fulfill the command or instruction, being submissive and willing to with joy. To be willing to obey means that you should have already realized what needs to be done and do it without being asked. Deuteronomy 11:26-28 says, behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse, a blessing if ye obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and a curse if ye will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day, to go after other gods which ye have not known. So at this time, we're going to go through the Bible verses on the program. And
hello?
Hey, there was background noise. Thank you. Ms. Williams, would you do Exodus for us then?
Okay. Exodus 14:23. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I need to ask you this.
Yes.
Are we to read the scripture and explain it or just read it? I didn't get my program yet.
Oh, you still don't have yours?
Yes.
I may need to get your new address, Mrs. Williams. I sent it to your old address thinking it would forward it to you, so I can resend it.
Okay.
And that's a good question. What we can do, basically, when we assign this to you, that section, you can do whatever you want to do. You can read the verse, read before or after the verse, or you can add some teaching around it if you feel comfortable with that. If that's your section that you can share with us,
that's
whatever
your
you
word.
Okay. Word. Yeah. Well, what I'd like to share with us is the Egyptian pursued after the people of Israel, and put it in today's vernacular, when we have been given a command, we follow our commander. The enemy is always going to come after us. And the mere fact that he's coming after us does not mean that we have to give in to fear, because God had given Moses the command. And by Moses being obedient and raising up the rod over the water was divided, and the people of Israel were able to go across on dry ground. And the same sea that the Israelites went over on, that same sea came and destroyed the enemy. And the fact of the matter is, whenever we are going forward, we have to know always that the enemy is going to always be in pursuit. But we have to be courageous and know that there is victory on the other side if we continue to go forward. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Mrs. Williams. Awesome. Daniel, would you like to do with your Matthew? Daniel?
You got me on 16:27, right?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to read that, and I want to read a little bit of, I want to read Matthew 7. I'm going to read that first again. Judge not that ye be not judged. Well, with that judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with that measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. Amen. And I'm going to read 27, not to 16, okay?
16:27.
Okay. For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father and with his angels. Then shall he reward every man according to his work. Amen.
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 So we win, right?
Every time.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Daniel. Awesome. All right, Mr. Gentle, you want to start with us on John 8?
It's John 8, 1-2. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
John 8:31-32. But I need to start at 30.
Okay,
as he spake, thee would, men to believe on him. Then Jesus said unto those Jews who had believed on him, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciple indeed. and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Again, we win again.
You want to go ahead with John
14? Oh, okay. Okay. John 14, 21-23. He that has my commandment and keepeth them, it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Judas says unto him, not Issachar, Lord, how is it that thou will manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Amen.
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 We pray again, y'all.
Thank you very much. Okay, the last Bible verse that we have on the schedule is James, and we have Auntie Dot.
Yes, yeah, James 25th. But whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, he being not a faithful hearing, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Auntie Dot. And just in closing for the group, I'll just say a little closing remark here. Thanks. You know in your obedience you will be blessed. Therefore, you must obey. Why? It's our duty. Christ died on the cross for us to receive the blessings from God. When we obey his commandments, it should come from the heart and not be grudging.
Amen.
So in closing, I want to do 11:30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy. Amen.
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 Loretta?
Okay, we're moving right on into the sick and shut-in. So if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask for your healing hands to touch Uncle Oliver, Uncle Champ, Uncle Dave, Malachi DeMarcus, Tony Dot Bearer, Valerie Crockett, Diane Charles Zeke, Marianne, Marion Vastalo, Dominique Chavez, Quentin Hayes, Rebecca Rossiter and family, Rochelle Bessler, Wanda, Candace Slaffy, Eddie Titman, Karen Favors and the Waters family, Janet Williams, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Carlos and the Wells family, Mike Moody, Vicki Hussman, Jeremy Dawson, Jordan and Rayco family. Father God, we ask that you give them the strength that they need to rise up and be the sheep that you have called them to be. We plead the blood of Jesus over them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, for there is power in the blood. Jesus died for all of our illness, and we need to speak health and believe in his words. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say, amen.
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 Amen. Could I add something to that?
Yes, you may.
Dear God, bless the people that don't even know they need help. Amen.
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 Alrighty, the next agenda item is birthdays, and I think we got quite a few coming up this week. know, we've got Mom. We've got Travis and Jarita on Saturday, August the 4th.
Sister Allen have one coming up.
And what day is that?
The 1st.
August the 3rd?
Yes.
Who did she say?
Reverend Allen.
Miss Allen.
Oh, is that
Miss Allen? Is that Marie?
Yes.
Marie Allen.
First of August.
Thank you, Rita. William, August the 3rd.
Dorita Williams?
Sharita.
Dorita. D-U-I-R-I-T-A.
Dorita, okay. And August the 3rd. Okay, any more?
Yes. Miss Pamela Haynes' birthday was yesterday. She wanted to say hello and God bless everybody on the line. Amen.
Pamela, 728. Okay, we'll get it in.
Travis.
We got Travis, Mom.
Okay.
All righty. So we have Marie Allen.
Yes.
Mother Varner. We have Jarita Simmons. And wow, what is her new name, Loretta?
Ross. R-O-S-S.
Okay. And we have Sharita Williams, and we have Pamela Haynes. Do I have a volunteer to sing happy birthday?
Kadaris would like to do it again this week.
Awesome.
Yeah. Amen. Okay.
Amen.
Happy, happy birthday to you, to you. Happy, happy birthday to you, to you. Make it great because we celebrate. Happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Many more.
Oh, I love it.
That's cute.
Good job. Good job.
Yeah. Man, thank you for that, Kadarius.
Now we're at the point, and I know this is where we kind of use the praises and testimonies. When we have the group, the Victorious Foundators performing in that group, if there's something that anyone wants to say in addition, just a prayer, a word of encouragement, here's an opportunity for you to say anything that you came prepared to say. So I'm just going to open the floor. Do I have anyone that would like to share words of wisdom to the group?
I don't have a testimony, but I wanted to say we started like a rock, right?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. I have something I would like to share, and this is just basically just going back to what I mentioned to everyone last week. Our listeners have increased tremendously. I checked on it earlier today, and the listeners for last week programs was at 595 callers. So we had 595 people listening to our program from last week. Amen.
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 Good
job.
Excellent. That's excellent. To know that we're touching others. Awesome. Other praises and testimonies. Okay.
I would like to say grace and peace be unto us all, and mercy endured. The days are becoming very evil, you know. As close as we get to the end, it's going to be wicked. The house of the Lord put between the world of one side, the one that love God and one that don't. The ones that have God in their heart or not in their heart. But I said, you all pray for them. That's why Jesus said, love your enemies. But after the church is becoming a den of thieves and liars. And with that, I rest my case. Just be true to the end. Peace and love.
Amen. 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 Thank you for that, Hubert. Okay, I want to sing a snippet. Can I just go ahead on to that?
Man.
Okay. Just one verse here. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like
me.
I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. I would like to ask a question to the group.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Everybody listening. When Jesus was nailed to the cross, how many nails had him on the cross?
Three.
My guess is three. Mine, I don't know. Tell me.
I want to say four.
Six. Is this a quiz?
I don't know.
Six.
I want to get an A+, so is this a quiz?
I
want to
answer those before I know next time I get the question.
I would say that the nailing to the cross is the sins and iniquity that he had to suffer, having known that all he was binding it, the way he had no way to use his hands or his feet or his members of his body to free himself from bearing the iniquity and sin for the people.
You know how many?
So how many nails would you say?
I mean, that was the question.
Right, answer
the question. I don't think, Martina, this only Jesus died only according to the scripture. See, there's a lot of allegories in the scripture that's been nailed to the cross or the flesh or the spirit. It's the way Jesus done it and then the way the flesh is for us. You know, there's a lot of Jesus in everybody's family because that's the spirit of prophecy. But it means by he was nailed to the cross, that means like God placed him in a position to where he bared the burden. There was no way that he could get a loose from it.
But
and that's why.
How many did he have?
Ask the question, not a song.
Yeah.
Okay, well, see, you could go by the four winds. So it would be four.
Let me put the answer to it before we get off air.
Okay.
Now, he was nailed to the cross, but then either one of them nails hold him on the cross.
Love.
All right, that's great. That's good. I like that.
Okay. All right.
Okay, let's move right along to the next area in the schedule. It's not on your schedule, but what we're going to talk about now is next week's schedule. Next week is August the 5th, and we have the Be Encouraged group on time frame. But what we would like to do is to assign those verses so you guys can be better prepared with presenting your information next week. Loretta, do you
want to
lead that for us?
Okay. All right. Everyone grab your pencil, and I'll go ahead and give you your parts that you will be doing next week. And first I have Aimbet. I am going to split that up with you. Okay, I have you doing 2 Chronicles 6, 13 through 27.
27.
Okay. 13 through 27. And Mom, Mama Verna, I have you doing 2 Chronicles 6, 28 through 42.
Okay.
So I split 2 Chronicles up.
What'd you say it meant?
Yours going to be 6, 28 through 42.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
And then I have Miss Allen. I have you doing Luke 18,
9
through 14.
On what?
This would be for next week, on the program for next week. You would be doing Luke.
Yes, but what chapter?
18 chapter, verse 9 through 14.
I didn't get it.
Do you have your program?
Yes.
Okay, we're on week one in August, the month of August.
Uh-huh.
And if you look down here where it says Luke, right after Matthew, you're going to do that part.
Luke.
Mm-hmm.
10 and 9 to the 14th.
Correct. Got it. Okay. Then I have Hubert. You doing 2 Chronicles 20, 5 through 12. Amen.
There we go.
Reverend Allen.
Yes.
I have you doing Mark 11, 22 through 25.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. And then I'll tie up with the other people that are missing tonight. And, Mom, I also have you down for the closing. Amen.
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 Okay.
Hey,
all right.
But it's y'all on our clock now. It's the foundation.
Okay. Okay. So last week, Loretta, you guys did Psalm 23 for the closing.
Yes. So closing is Matthew 6:9.
Okay, so Mom, next week you'll be 23rd.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay, so I'll go ahead and do Matthew 6:9 tonight. And after we do that, we're going to try to do the serenity prayer in unison. So
Angela, before you do that, let me just let my group know, if you have any problems, please feel free to give me a call about the program for next week. Amen. That's it for me.
All right.
Amen.
Number.
Okay. I'm going to read Matthew 6. I'm making sure I'm in the right place. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father, who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Amen.
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 Amen. Well, let's take a stab at the Serenity Prayer. Out to and we can begin. 1, 2, 3.
God grant me, the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, the courage to change the things
that I cannot again change,
and the
wisdom
to know the difference. Amen.
Amen.
Turn it over to you, Loretta.
Okay. Angela, please don't hang up. My call dropped, so I'm on a separate line to what you're on. So just stay online when we finish with this, okay?
No problem.
Thank you. Okay, well, that concludes our program tonight. I know we was all over the page and everything, but going forward, we're praying that everything will work out smoothly. And like Angela said earlier, if you have any suggestion or any problems, just feel free to give us a call, and we'll just take it from there. But our program tonight was on God Promises of Obey. I pray that what was shared from the books of Exodus, John, James, Matthew has been a blessing to us and will help us with our walk with Jesus, our Savior. The Nellums family would like to thank everyone for joining us tonight. We're gonna put God first in all that we do. And remember what I said last week. When your feet touches the floor, one devil should say to the other, "Oh, no, he or she is up again." Put on the full suit of armor for protection. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Next week would be the
We shot it like a rock.
Practice. The next week would be the Be Encouraged group. We will be on next week. Our topic is on God's perspective on what to read when you desire to learn how to pray. And I say, may God continue to bless us all. God bless America and other nations. In Jesus' name, God loves you and so do I. Good night, everyone, and have a blessed week.
Bye, bye, bye.
All right.
Love you all.
Shalom, shalom.
Bye. Happy birthday. Many, many more. Okay, Angela, bear with me, okay? Thank you for listening to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. May God bless you all. Good night.